Fucking falling apart over here.
You are falling apart.
My fucking rotator cuff is fried, dude.
Do you really feel like I'm old, I'm tired, and I work with fucking children?
Yes, that's exactly how I feel. I feel like fucking CM Punk right now. Old, I'm hurt, I'm tired, I work with fucking children.
Yep.
Like, so I started at 8 a.m. putting out Halloween decorations. It is the middle of September.
As you should.
Yeah.
They should have been up.
At the date of this recording, it is September 14th.
At least you didn't start like before August 1st, so none of our neighbors can get mad.
Yeah, I waited respectfully. I waited till Halloween Bacon Championship came back on Food Network, and I was like, okay, it's time.
Adeline's gonna freak out.
It's fucking good this year so far, but
who's hosting it?
Same guy.
Yes.
Wasn't Zach Bacon's hosting
it? No, that's
it
Halloween Wars.
You're thinking Halloween Wars, which we will probably boycott this year and not watch.
I'll watch it, but
I'm not watching it.
Why?
It sucked.
It does suck with him on there.
No, it's not even just him. It's just like they've messed with the whole dynamic.
They brought back pumpkin carving,
which I was excited about.
They did bring that back last year.
I was excited about the pumpkin carving. I was like, yes, that is absolutely 100% like what I want to watch. But they throw these like montages in between, and I'm like, I don't care. I want them just to do the thing, get the theme, and then do the thing. And then make it. I don't want all these crazy montages. Nobody wants to watch that.
Some people, I'm sure, do.
I don't give a fuck what they
But think. Yeah, I would love for you to see a montage of me putting up 28 feet worth of Halloween decor.
I did.
Morning.
My Ring camera captured...
Oh my god.
3 hours of it. Because every time you walked by.
How much cursing and just spitting.
I
and
don't want
bullshit.
To tell you.
Motherfucking just get on the pole.
Was it your mom there?
Yeah. I think I called her a dumb bitch a couple times. I was like, just hold it still, you dumb bitch.
They can talk to each other like that, it's acceptable.
She's like, I don't understand how I need to hold this. I was like, still. You need to hold it still. Jesus Christ. She's like, don't talk about the Lord. Don't take the Lord's name in vain, please.
I didn't want to bring up the Ring camera, but every time you guys walked by, it said there's motion at your front door. And I was like, it comes up as a notification on my phone. And I'm like, well, what's going on at my front door? And I click it, and then it shows this, and the sound comes on. I was like, never mind, I'll click out of that. Eric's not having a good time right now.
I'm
not
sunburned.
Having the time of his life.
My rotator cuff's fucked on my right arm, which is my dominant arm.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's... Because most... Dude, oh, fuck. I didn't even have a ladder, right? So I'm using just a chair to stand on to, like, put this shit together. And I may have overexerted myself.
You did.
Halloween Icarus flew a little too close to the sun.
Yes.
And there's still a 12-foot phantom left to build.
I'm excited for him.
Yeah. I'm excited for him, too.
That's going to be fucking crazy.
I have a feeling that's going to be a hoist Jackson onto somebody's shoulders and put him up there in the air.
No. I think I've got it figured out.
Uh-huh. Build him on the ground, then.
Yeah, then prop them up. That
sounds good to me. Let's do that.
But once they're up there, they're up there. Once you like stake them into the ground, it's a pain in the ass because then you got to take off the extensions and do all the stuff.
Don't need a ladder for that.
Yeah, I had to like use the chair again later. Or
I got a ladder coming tomorrow
to fix the witch out front. So I got the 12-foot witch from Home Depot, 2 8-foot tall pumpkin stacks, and a 12-foot phantom that still has to go out in the backyard. So it's...
I'm sending my best people on it tomorrow. They'll be here.
It's super spooky around here. As always, the podcast studio is decorated for Halloween year-round.
Yes.
We keep a spooky ambiance.
My favorite is when people walk up here and haven't seen it for the first time. They're like, oh, wow, you guys really like Halloween. And I was like,
this is for the show.
I was like, well, just in the house in general. I'm like, they're like, oh, you guys like Halloween. I'm like, nothing about this says Halloween. It's just, it's a static. Well, it's a vibe. I mean,
there is a skeleton bartender in the kitchen. And
he doesn't say Halloween to me.
There's a fortune teller up front.
She doesn't say anything about Halloween.
That talks shit to you and says you have bad luck for life. But I digress. We're here today to talk about a cryptid close to my heart.
You guys are just like filling my heart with so much joy right now because these are like my people. I love them.
Welcome everyone to Creeps in the Crypt. As always, I am Eric and I'm joined by the lovely
Christian
and Sam.
So, as you might have figured, we're from the title of the episode, we're talking about the Snallygaster from Maryland.
I'm going in blind. I didn't do these notes.
I did these notes. There's some wild shit. Basically, I would say he might be the mortal enemy of the Jersey Devil.
Ooh, that's some big talk.
I know. They're supposed to be best friends. All cryptids.
No. I'd say they might be mortal enemies.
They don't have slumber parties with each other?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm sure they do.
Cryptid.
Maybe they just don't like each other. Maybe one talks shit about the other.
Both the Jersey Devil.
Do not tell me
that
cryptids take it fucking mean girl status with it. And I do not want to know who the plastics are.
Oh my God.
We should figure that out.
Jersey Devil.
Of course.
Is on there.
Which one would he be?
What's the one girl with blonde hair?
Regina George.
That is the Jersey Devil.
That's the Jersey Devil?
That's the Jersey Devil. What's the other one? Same, the stupid one.
Karen.
Chupacabra.
Then who's Gretchen? What are the secrets?
If you guys could see the look on my face right now.
I would say that Gretchen would be the... Mothman.
Don't drag Mothman into this.
All right, so we've got...
I hate it here.
The Jersey Devil as Regina George.
Yes.
The Chupacabra as Karen.
Yes.
He's not dumb, though.
He's a goat killer. That's about what's going on.
I'm so lost. So lost in this
whole
thing.
Some of our listeners will enjoy this.
There is a small percentage that of them would be like, yes, this is it. This is what I came to here for.
Or they will argue with me on which ones which I'm okay with.
But they're all going to be in for it.
Yes.
On some level.
But yes, Mothman
is Gretchen Wieners.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like Bigfoot's Damien.
I don't know what's happening, folks.
She doesn't even go here.
I'm sorry to anybody that doesn't give two shits about this. I'm gonna let them fucking just roll with this.
So, shut up, Eric. We're sharing a brain cell right now. It's okay.
Well, continue.
Do you
with your list building?
Okay, but who would you pick out of that? Like, what would be your? Do you have any disagreements with the list that I came up with? Jersey Devil, Chupacabra. Mothman. I feel like that was pretty accurate.
Okay, hear me out.
Okay.
What about...
I'm still waiting on these Sex and the City characters.
We're getting there.
No, that is going to take some effort and some brain power that I just do not have the...
Okay, what about the San Francisco Nightcrawlers as Karen? Because they're so cute and harmless like she is, because she's too stupid.
So you're going to swap out Chupacabra? Okay. Oh, I was so excited.
They're so cute.
I was just like, all I could imagine was like posting her face on the Chupacabra's body.
Ugh. My jaw is just like dropped right now. I'm in astonishment.
the mean cryptids.
Those fucking drinks we had were the mean cryptids.
Yo, I didn't want to talk about them.
Oh my god. Like, my breath was minty fresh for days.
The Loveland Frogman made my tummy hurt.
Mine too.
It made my tummy hurt a lot.
Y'all are drinking.
The Jersey Devil was great. Mm-hmm. Fine with that. Jersey Devil was cool. That just solidifies why he is king among kings of the cryptids. Mm-hmm. So whatever you're about to tell me doesn't make me feel like it's going to be the thing.
Well, considering this thing was...
We're going to get to it.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it. Right. I gotta read it.
The Snallygaster is...
Starting now.
Fucking insane. This story is so captivating to me. And it ties into a thing that we did on the old show. About the Pennsylvania Dutch. Mm? So, yeah. Remember the hex magic stuff that we were talking about? On the old show?
No.
It was an episode Christian did. Mm. It was like towards the end before we started this show. Like while we were still figuring everything out. Mm-hmm. But remember how the Pennsylvania Dutch would like put 7 pointed stars on their barns and shit to ward off evil?
No.
No? Damn. That's a episode that Sam doesn't even remember.
It was the last episode in Sam's brain.
It was like towards the end. It was like one of the last episodes we did.
Oh, we switched over?
Yeah, before we switched over to this.
Our first one for this was the Cecil.
Yeah, this is from the Trash Bats.
You know, the farther away you get away from the Trash Bats, the farther it is for us to try to remember.
Well, I can remember all this shit. As far as episode titles and whatnot, but either way.
I don't remember the hex magic that I'm trying to think.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. We're talking about the Snallygaster, so without further ado, Sam, let's get into the Snallygaster.
Woo!
And we're kicking all this off with the Blue Ridge Mountains.
My homeland!
As well as mine. Cryptid territory. So you know... All the best cryptids come from the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yes, they do.
So, and go ahead, Sam.
So, the first modern accounts of the Snallygaster come from the 1730s as German immigrants first colonized the Maryland area, specifically Frederick County. The area was no stranger to strange happenings. It was riddled with stories of menacing creatures and assorted ghouls. But no tale sunk its claws into the imagination of the community quite like that of the Snallygaster. After witnessing the Snallygaster, they called it a Schnellergeist, translated roughly as quick spirit.
Which, if you think about it, a poltergeist is like... an angry spirit or vengeful spirit. Mm-hmm. So this is like a quick ghost.
When I think of a quick spirit, I think of like a shot of fireball. So I'm assuming that this is probably going to ruin somebody's life.
Yes.
You know, that's that's
fair.
Probably fair.
Now, normally when they...
Oh, so when I compare cryptids to like alcohol, like you're
totally on board. Fine. I'm on board with it. That's something I can sink my teeth into.
You know what? I will get working on that, and then I will bring it to the next episode, and we'll see. Okay, continue on.
Its preferred method of terrorizing communities doesn't come from direct encounters, but rather visiting them in the night and stealing cattle, pets, or unattended children.
That sounds like fireball.
Oh my god.
That's how unintended children happen.
That's how you get unintended children.
It sounds like fireball.
But I feel like this thing was used originally as a story to like keep kids out of the woods. Mm. Like if you go out in the woods, the Snallygaster's going to get you, type of thing.
I had a memory unlock today.
Okay.
About living in Appalachia.
Spooky place.
Yes. I lived in the Valley of the Blue Ridge Mountains. like right by, if you're familiar with Blue Ridge Parkway,
I am.
The Peaks of Otter.
Okay.
That's the closest landmark in like Smith Mountain Lake and all that. Like that's where I lived.
All right. I've heard of those places.
Yeah.
I've never been there, but.
We're in the Piedmont area of.
I normally just take the interstate up to Beckley. I don't detour. Oh. Anytime I go.
Well, we're right off 460.
Yeah, I know. I just don't
stop there. I mean, Lynchburg's not really that. I mean, it's not really that impressive.
I'm just trying to get.
But the mountain views. Amazing. Anyway, so I'm like in our den, and we had a big sliding glass door in our den, and then upstairs we had the same ones. It was like right on top of each other. Mm-hmm. I like to sleep in the den for whatever reason. I don't know. There was a TV in there. I guess that's why. I watched Salem's Lot a lot. And I remember waking up super early, like first light, like barely first light. And there were trees in our backyard. Bunch of, like, we were, it was, my neighborhood was built kind of in the trees. I mean, there, the roads weren't like how they are here. Like, they didn't just, like, tear down shit. They made them, like, kind of go along with the trees, kind of.
Well, that's what they have to do in the mountains.
Yeah. So, they left trees wherever they could. Like, there wasn't just, like, plow it all down. And there was a huge patch of trees going across all the yards on my street. And I remember because there was a huge pine tree that we always, like, climbed into. Mm. And I remember there was something, I now think it was a not deer, but it didn't see me see it.
We need to cover not deer at some point.
And it, like, jumped into the tree, and I was like, what the hell was that? And then later in life, like, when we started doing this, and we started talking, one of the first times we started talking about not deer, I think that's what I saw. I was, like, I don't know, 10.
Well, put a pin in that, because we'll end up covering not deer at a later date. So.
But that was my side quest.
There you go.
I was an unattended child in Appalachia. Allowed to sleep with the sliding glass sliding glass doors unblinded.
They didn't tell you any stories about monsters getting you?
No, my mother did not. Mm. I had to learn it from other children.
Damn.
Anyway, my mom and I talked about this, and I was like, you didn't tell me to not look in the trees. I had to learn it other places. The German immigrants that were unfortunate enough to bear witness to this monstrous beast described as the Snallygaster as half reptile, half bird, sporting a razor-like beak, octopus-like tentacles around its beak, claws like steel hooks, and a single eye in the middle of its forehead. It's like fucking Cyclops.
Think like a medieval wyvern, like a kind of like a chimera, like an amalgamation of different animals. That's what this thing is. And it's an eldritch abomination that's just like going around this, like Maryland and all over Appalachia, and just fucking shit up wherever it goes. It's stealing livestock, pets, children. It's wild.
It emitted a screech like a locomotive whistle. It's like a train whistle?
Yeah, like a train whistle, dude.
Like,
yeah.
What the fuck is this thing?
It's a Snallygaster.
It's a Snallygaster, dude. And what's crazy is it has a metallic beak like an octopus. It's octopus-like in its head, but like a dragon on the back end.
I'm all right with it.
With like tiger legs. It's fucking nuts. And then it's got metal hooks for claws.
This sounds like what Sid would make in Toy Story.
Yes. Basically. If Sid created an animal, yes. This thing, imagine seeing this thing.
what it's kind of making me think of is the baby doll head on the spider thing. Yes. And then the Barbie legs with the crane put together.
I mean, yeah, it's super fucked up.
Eric's trying to, like, research back in his brain, like, of Toy Story. He's like, wait, I don't know what.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
I knew you did. We share the same brain cell.
Yes.
Jesus. God help me.
The Germans reportedly used stars with 7 points, which somehow scared the creature off and prevented any attacks from occurring. These relics still remain on any buildings in the Frederick County area as a reminder of the Snallygaster's terrors. My cousin used to live in Frederick County. I'm going to ask him
about the Snallygaster. So, what these things are basically like wards against evil spirits.
Yeah.
So, they would paint them on barns and things like that. And it's something that all these German Dutch immigrants brought over with them. Because this is old country shit.
I'm here for old country shit.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, they brought it in from the mother country.
I'm here for it. A group of lumberjacks claimed to have come upon one of these creatures' nests, which was perched on a high cliff and contained an egg, quote, big enough to hatch a horse.
It's a baby.
So this thing's laying fucking eggs.
I would immediately want to rescue it, and it'd be my best friend.
Put a pin in that.
Oh, so we didn't know.
But what's crazy is they said this thing like would live in caves and shit. So they found this thing up on a high mountaintop, and they found the nest.
I feel unsafe in my workplace right now.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It has been suggested the legend was resurrected in the 19th century to frighten freed slaves. That's icky.
So during the Civil War and all that, like, basically they would tell this story to, like, frighten the free slaves. So into they would
staying with them.
Yeah.
That's like, icky.
If you try to run, the Snallygaster's going to get you.
That's icky. But the Snallygaster stayed nothing more than a legend until the early 20th century. Weeks after the Jersey Devil was sighted in New Jersey in January of 1909, reports started coming in saying that people had seen the Snallygaster, the flying monster, in Frederick County in early February of 1909. The Cumberland Evening Times reported the first sighting of the cryptid in Middletown in 1909. The story was also carried prominently in Middletown's Valley Register, which was a weekly newspaper, for about a month.
I mean, this thing stayed in the media for quite a while.
Like the Jersey Devil did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the early issues, the flying beast seemed to be everywhere at once. New Jersey, West Virginia, Ohio, and headed this way. The first person to see it, a man named James Harding, described it as having enormous wings, a long sharp beak, claws like steel, and one eye in the middle of its forehead. He said it made shrill screeching noises and looked like a cross between a tiger and a vampire. A vampire may have been a good description, for it was reported to have killed a man, Bill Jefferson, whichever, it's a G, by piercing his neck with its sharp bill and slowly sucking his blood.
So this thing reportedly actually killed a person, which is probably one of the first cryptid stories that we've had where somebody was reportedly killed by one.
I don't like that. This thing is not a cryptid.
He's mean.
Like I said, it's an eldritch abomination.
He doesn't get to sit with us.
This is... Oh, Jesus Christ. Go you fuck yourself. This thing is like something H.P. Lovecraft would write about. Mm-hmm. Like, think like Cthulhu type shit.
Yeah, that's exactly where my brain was going.
This is like an H.P. Lovecraft monster. Except this thing's been around since like the 1730s. Way before, like 200 years before H.P. Lovecraft.
Crazy. It was also seen in West Virginia, where it almost caught a woman near Scrabble. Roosted in Alex Crow's barn and laid an egg near Sharpsburg, where it was reported some men had rigged up an incubator to try and hatch it.
So this thing's just dropping eggs everywhere. So that means
what a fucking slutty damn cryptid. I'm sorry, I'm like starting to come off of as hateful.
Well, that's something like a cockatrice, because cockatrices are giant monster chickens.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All I heard was cock in that, and I didn't stop.
A cockatrice is like a chicken dragon. So it lays giant fucking eggs. It's like a wyvern.
I don't think about cockatrice. I can't even say it. Cockatrice.
I've never even heard cockatrice. Of
that. Is that the plural? Multiple cockatrice?
I mean,
it's we're, a gang we're talking of old, cockatrice.
Whatever you want it to be. I can just put the image in my head of like the white girl on the couch surrounded by like six blind dudes.
All with chicken costumes on.
Yeah, all dressed like giant chickens. So this is a picture of a cockatrice. It's a giant chicken dragon.
That's not what I was expecting, but okay.
So
very odd.
Strange creature, but that's what it makes me think of when it's going around laying eggs like it is. Just slutting around Appalachia.
Cocks don't lay eggs. Only chickens do.
Well, I mean, this is also a giant chicken dragon, so.
Yeah, but it has like the, that looks like a male.
Who gives a shit? It's a fucking mythical beast. If I wanted to lay eggs, it can. We just categorize
cryptids as mean girls. You're not going to out-girl logic us.
Girl logic.
Girl dinner.
I hate it here. All right. Let's continue.
Whatever. You use girl logic, too. You're like, if I pay in cash, it's free.
Girl math.
Fucking drink my cocktail.
My future husband's going to hate me.
Jesus.
T.C. Harbaugh of Cass-Town, Ohio, wrote a letter to the Valley Register in early 1909 telling of a strange beast that flew over his area making terrible screeching noises. Harbaugh described it as having two huge wings, a large horny head, and a tail that was 20 feet long. He said it looked as though it was headed this way. It was also shot at near Hagerstown, sighted south of Middletown at Lover's Leap. Of course it was Lover's Leap. And seen flying over the mountains between Gapland and Burkittsville, where it was reported to have laid another egg, big enough to hatch an elephant. That is impressive.
Dude, that was like probably the grand Snallygaster. I'm assuming there's probably a few of these things running around.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Supposedly.
Or, you know, there might have, this was probably the last Snallygaster. And it's just trying to, like, do its thing, and there's no other Snallygaster to fertilize its egg.
Mm-hmm. I don't
Can think they that. Lay an egg if it's not?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Chickens lay eggs.
Yeah, but they have to be, like, fertilized.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do you think it's a baby?
Why do you think we can eat eggs, like, for breakfast? They're not fertilized.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just laying eggs. Nothing's fertilizing the eggs. Yeah,
chickens lay eggs that aren't fertilized.
That's exactly what the point I'm making. It's an unfertilized egg that this thing's laying. It's just laying the egg. There's not another Snallygaster to fertilize the egg. We are getting way too deep into thought on this.
They don't have to have sex to lay an egg?
No.
No.
Did we just blow your mind about birds? I think I just broke...
What?
I think I just broke Sam.
Yeah, they don't have to have sex to...
Yeah.
To have little chickens?
No.
No. I mean, the male just comes and fertilizes the fucking egg.
Hold on, I gotta look this up. Actually, I don't know. I'm not gonna be put on a list if I look this up.
I don't understand.
Christian's Googling chickens fucking...
Like, it's like one of the top things looked up. After treading, the rooster performs the colloquial kiss. The
Hold on.
I'm going to perform that cloaca kiss later tonight. You know what I'm saying?
The rooster must dip his tail down to the side of the hen's tail and spread his tail feathers. He will then press his cloaca to the hen's cloaca and release sperm into her. Once this happens, mating is complete. So they're not actually... There's no...
Yeah, but they can lay eggs without fucking, is essentially what I'm saying here.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the hens just lay eggs. We have eggs that just constantly recycle, and then when they're not used, then we get a period. Theirs just happened to come out in a form, and we... Never mind, I'm getting disgusted as I'm saying this out loud. I'm getting disgusted as I read it out loud.
If you guys could see the look on Sam's face, she's like broken now. I think we ruined eggs for Sam.
We're having period backwash for breakfast, and I just can't.
I'm never eating eggs again.
It's just a discarded chicken period. Does it make it worse
if they're scrambled or over hard? I don't know for sure.
Enjoy your boiled period.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What about period salad?
Fuck.
Well, the period is the devil, God. So I can understand deviled eggs.
I think this is the most active you've been in an episode in a long time. And I don't know if I'm here for it.
I feel like you tried to keep me in a stasis of like just in the pocket, baby. Yeah,
you are just out of the pocket right now.
Sam's with it. You don't know how to act.
I am unwell.
Well, anyway, let's get back to this slut-ass snallygaster.
It's not a slut. It just has its period. I wonder if it deals with the bloating and pimples, because if it doesn't, I hate it already.
Well, it's part octopus. So.
Does that say anything?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. It's just got tentacles everywhere.
Don't octopus like change sex?
What's seahorses?
Starfish.
Oh my god.
This episode is a disaster. And
I love how Sam answered that so quick.
This is a fucking fiasco.
Oh my god. My stomach hurts.
Sam, don't lay an egg now.
Be careful, baby. It's scrambled.
I can't. Oh my god! Right. I'm in tears.
I can't believe that you just made. You just like were on it. You're like seahorses do that, Christian. National Geographic told me.
And
this
the
was,
males have the babies.
Yes.
That are seahorses. It's starfish that are like can swap the their gender. I don't think they can.
I think
no.
Crabs can.
No.
No.
Yes. No. Or is it lobsters?
No, lobsters can't either.
Why?
Because they can't. All right, well, this isn't National Geographic. Let's get back onto this. But they do show up later on in this story.
Lobsters do?
No, National Geographic.
Bring out the dancing lobsters.
Anyway. I need more liquor to get through this. I was so excited for this episode before we started.
I love this episode. Anyway.
Do you think that we should have crypted it to ourselves?
I'm putting in my 2 weeks.
You can use that. Next time you have a conversation.
Oh my gosh.
I guess I'll just crypt that to myself.
Shut up, Christian.
Okay, I'll just stop.
Yeah, let's get back into this.
Okay. A great deal of publicity surrounded this string of appearances. And then the Smithsonian Institution offered a $100,000 reward for the Beast. News of the attacks grew, which got the attention of the White House. The Snallygaster rampage was so prolific and terrifying that it attracted the attention of President Theodore Roosevelt, who allegedly planned to kill and mount the Beast for display in the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. This is the second cryptid that a president's been tied. Well, Ben Franklin was it? Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Second cryptid that a president's been tied to.
Yep.
And around the same time. Interesting. President Theodore Roosevelt reportedly considered postponing an African safari to personally hunt down the Beast. Soon other papers jumped on the Snallygaster bandwagon. The Baltimore Sun published articles, as did the Washington Post. As scrutiny increased, more pressure came to catch or photograph the monster. Supposedly, National Geographic was preparing an expedition to capture it on film. The notoriety lasted for nearly 30 days until the fanfare of the fake lore, quietly died out. Perhaps because of the heat from the White House for scaring the public with fake stories. The last sighting in Frederick County in 1909 occurred near Emmitsburg in early March. Three men fought the terrible creature outside a railroad station for nearly an hour and a half before chasing it into the woods of Carroll County. 23 years passed before the Snallygaster appeared again in Frederick County. The Snallygaster was said to have been seen flying over South Mountain from Middletown and was first seen by Charles F. Maine in the vicinity of Braddock Heights. Mr. Maine was a Middletown resident and ice cream entrepreneur. Maine claims that he spotted the creature in November of 1932 when he was returning to Middletown from Frederick early one morning. Maine said he saw the creature flying no more than 25 feet from the ground. He said its wingspread appeared to be between 12 and 14 feet. That's big.
Yeah, this thing was massive.
At times, it threw out long, streamer-like arms similar to an octopus, but it would draw them in again. Perhaps it had been an octopus in its mouth. The Snallygaster, he added, changed color several times, first appearing as black and then white.
Which is something that octopus do.
Chameleons do too, don't they?
Yeah, but octopus are known to... They have like the best camouflage on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Because they Finding can, they Dory can, taught like, me that. They can like change their color like fucking will.
It's cool. If this story was really true... The only thing that I can imagine is that it was black and glistening in the sun. The Snallygaster finally met his end in a way some might envy. The creature was flying near Frog Hollow in Washington County when it was attracted by the aroma of a 2,500-gallon vat of moonshine. You know, if I had to choose a way to go, that might be it. As the Beast flew overhead, it was overcome by the fumes and dropped into the boiling mash. A short time later, revenue agents George Dansforth and Charles Cushwa arrived on the scene. They had received information about the still, but were rather startled at the sight of the dead monster in the vat. The two agents exploded 500 pounds of dynamite under the still, destroying the remains of the Snallygaster and John Barleycorn's workshop. Poor John.
He lost his whole operation. And his workshop.
Damn. In 1976, the Washington Post sponsored an unsuccessful search for the Snallygaster, as well as other strange Maryland creatures.
Well, yeah, you're not going to find it because they blew up the last one.
Well, they laid eggs every freaking where.
Yeah, but as we have figured out, they weren't fertilized. So you can't get anything out of that.
No.
Except a big breakfast.
Gross.
So what do you ladies think about the Snallygaster? I love this cryptid. It's an abomination.
It is an abomination.
It's a little scary sounding.
I feel like with cryptids, I think that they have an allure to them that needs to be creepy, but not like too creepy. And this one's too creepy
for me. See, I love this one.
I don't like I think it's the octopus arms. I think if it didn't have that.
They're around its mouth.
Yeah, that's the part.
So it's got a massive beak. So it's like
Davy Jones with a beak?
It's like the Kraken. Yeah, because octopus have beaks.
And they can fly.
Yeah,
and it can fly. Kraken that can fly. Think Cthulhu.
A Cyclops Kraken.
Yes. It's Cthulhu with wings that has one eye.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater?
See, that's exactly what... Is that what that song was named after?
It makes sense to me.
No, it really does.
I don't think it's now, I think we're onto something with that.
Mm-hmm.
Which cryptid was that?
It's got to be the Snallygaster, dude.
Yeah, but
that's going to do it for us on the Snallygaster and this fucking train wreck that you all have created. With your Mean Girls references and then a 10-minute sidebar on how chickens lay eggs. So, Christian, do that thing that you do best.
Not ruin episodes.
Yes.
Make sure you guys are following us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and we appreciate you guys so much for coming on this spooky journey, quest, sidebar, off the rails that we do. Make sure you guys are downloading the show. We do really appreciate that. It does help us out. So if you have your auto downloads on, please make sure that you guys do periodically look. They do turn off after a while. And leave us comments. We really enjoy reading you guys' reviews, comments, anything that you have to say. Even if it's something just like that you liked about the episode, if you have something to argue with me and Sam about who the Mean Girls of the Cryptids are, we will accept it. Eric will accept it because it'll be content. And we love you guys.
I'm going to get Instagram comments about like which Mean Girl they think which cryptid's going to be.
I'm okay with it.
I love it.
Don't fight it.
My God.
Let it happen.
But all right, guys, until next week, stay creepy
and spooky
and stay safe.